Greetings. This is Dr. Rebel, creative director of Rebel Daydreams. I am excited to share Shitty Wizards with you. Shitty Wizards is about powerful sorcerers who cannot accomplish basic tasks. But first, I have a few pieces of context for you which may help you enjoy the show. First and foremost, Rebel Daydreams is a cold read radio theater production. In other words, the actors are reading the script for the very first time on mic. I give them the script minutes before they're expected to perform. I just love the spontaneity of doing this. Secondly, this is not a linear story. This is what's called a herald. Originally in improv format, the herald is rather complicated to explain, but you can imagine it as a carousel of characters. In this production, all the different characters are introduced in the first three scenes, and we gradually get to watch them come back in various different ways and interact with each other. The fun of this is character humor. We get to watch weird characters bounce off of each other, maybe one normal character and several absurd characters. So that's the idea, and I hope this sounds fun to you, and please enjoy this production of Shitty Wizards.
Thank you all for attending the 15th Annual Wizarding Council Symposium. My fellow wizards, it is I, Orist McOrist, the famed dwarven necromancer. You know me for my award-winning beard and for my knowledge of the secrets of life and death. But necromancy, it's only my day job. My passion is history. At home and hearth, I have books upon books detailing the exploits of all the wizards of the age. As knowledgeable mages, we all know the big names. Merlin, Crowley, Elminster, and I dare say some of you have heard of a few lesser-known individuals. Rincewind, for example. These great sorcerers are known chiefly for their magical prowess, sometimes for general cleverness, and occasionally just for their ability to not get killed in really dangerous situations. And we should study the greats, indeed. But what about those who are lesser known? In this presentation, I'll take you on a historical journey, not through the greats, but through the worst, the most ineffective, incapable, stupidest. In short, my fellow mages, I seek to teach you of shitty wizards. You may think it's a waste of time. Many believe that if a wizard has not at least a library to their name, they are of no account. But I tell you, we have much to learn from the most inept of our kind. Through their incompetence, we may glean insight. And I see that most of the audience has left. Perhaps they wanted to hear about necromancy, but no matter. Thank you to those who remain. One note before I commence. As aficionados of history magic will know, I can only replicate the audio of days past, not any visual imagery. I shall narrate the historical consensus of what has happened when the audio seems insufficient. With preliminaries out of the way, let us begin our tale. We all remember our days in wizard school. I take you to an impeccably tidy dorm room in the Blackstaff Academy. A blonde, blue-eyed, statuesque young woman named Wimbo studies alchemy. Her black cat, Dolphrat, is talking to her.
Oh my god, Wimbo. This is a technical nightmare.
I know, right? This homework is going to destroy me.
How do they expect us to make food out of thin air?
It, like, totally runs counter to the law of equivalent exchange, an axiomatic feature of alchemy.
And, like, even if we're to ignore that, there's still the matter of the fundamental theorem of conjuration, a principle we all know super well.
Seriously? Fetch me Abu Dazim's Elemental Discourses on Conjuration.
No problem, baby. Hey, don't sweat it, hun. It's just homework.
This isn't just another assignment for me. That bitch, Aleph, was totally mocking me in class today.
What did she do?
She told me that I'd never be able to finish the assignment and that I should just seduce the professor to get an A.
Gross.
I'll show her. I'll show them all. You can have perfectly manicured nails, a gorgeous bosom, a killer fashion sense, and also be a brilliant wizard. You know what, Dolfrat?
What?
My next meal will be made out of my own magic.
Seriously? Baby, this assignment could take weeks. It's a capstone project. You could starve yourself.
This is my dedication to my craft. I'll show Aleph. I'll show them all, like, by my own hand, or not at all. I need something to imitate. Go to the Dwargar Deli and buy me a sandwich.
Okay, honey. I'll be right back.
When Dolfrat returned, Wimbo was nose deep in alchemical research. Pages of formulae were scattered around the desk. Wimbo had drawn a chalk circle on the ground, surrounded by runes.
The deli is closed.
It doesn't matter, baby. Look.
Oh my god. You're inverting the element of phase itself?
Totally.
But what would invert all the other elements? Which means...
I'm voiding the law of equivalent exchange.
And if I'm understanding this correctly...
You're right, hon.
You're going to sell your soul for a sandwich?
I'm selling my soul to make people sorry they ever underestimated me. Aleph will look at that sandwich and realize that no magic she produces will ever compare. And I'll totally triumph.
Why do you care so much about what people think of you?
I care about winning.
I really don't think you should do this.
Get out of my way, Dolfrat. My ascent begins now! Oh, great Kiga! I, like, call upon you. In the name of the Weave, I bring you forth! Come! Come! Come!
Mortal. Why have you summoned me?
I want a sandwich.
What?
That's what I said.
Wouldn't you rather be able to conjure sandwiches instead? As many as you would want?
I don't want lots of sandwiches. I want one perfect sandwich. Are you going to give me a sandwich or not?
It will cost you your immortal soul.
I, like, don't care.
You will spend eternity in hellfire.
I get it.
You understand that this is literally forever, right?
I literally do.
Very well. Sign here.
No! Don't go to hell for a sandwich.
It's done.
Here you go.
Wow. I have to admit, Wimbo, it's the most beautiful sandwich I've ever seen.
This will seriously put Olive to shame.
And I'll collect your soul immediately.
Like... Ah!
And Wimbo's soul instantly fell into the depths of Phlegathos, the fourth layer of the Nine Hells. Although it was impressive that Wimbo could summon a demon, she did not read the soul-binding contract very well. Wizards, don't sell your soul for a sandwich. If you do, read the fine print. We will return to Wimbo and Dolphrat after we witness other shitty wizards. And for my next presentation of shitty wizards, I'll edify the warrior mages in the audience. We can learn from shitty wizards on the battlefield, too. Let me share the worst wizard battle to ever occur. We see Whitty the Lizard Wizard and Captain Tusculus, the male Loxodon, a humanoid elephant. They are facing off against Meepo the Kobold in her alchemical lab. Meepo is behind a bubbling cauldron.
We've got you cornered, Meepo. Prepare to meet your doom.
You'll never take me alive.
That wasn't the plan. The plan was to kill you.
Tusculus, thank you for taking me to this point. For turning my parents into gerbils, Meepo, you will die.
It's not so bad. They can still talk.
They have been outcast from lizard society. Exiled.
I can't help that lizards don't like gerbils.
Enough. You're making me angry.
Wait. You. I don't know your name.
I'm Whitty.
Whitty, you seem to be of the wizarding persuasion. We could share knowledge.
I'm not going to make a deal with you, you terrible kobold.
You offend my hospitality, and thus I call upon the 400th precept of the wizarding code. We must duel one on one.
Trickery!
Oh no, I don't want to get sued in a wizardly court of law. We better do what she says.
What? I want to smash her face in.
Tusculus, I could lose my wizarding license if it isn't single combat.
And if he dies by the 401st precept of the wizarding code...
They!
What?
You said he. It's they.
Bah! They, them pronouns are grammatically questionable.
Huh. She's even more evil than we could have imagined.
Did you just assume my pronouns?
Don't give us that bad faith garbage.
Fine. If they die by the 401st precept of the wizarding code, you two have to leave me alone.
Oh gosh, you two. It's my first wizard duel. I'm excited, but nervous.
Your first duel? It's my 900th duel. You are doomed. Doomed.
Truthfully, it was Meepo's first duel as well. Her deception failed to intimidate Whitty.
Keep talking trash while I sharpen my wand.
I've never seen a wizard duel before. Whitty, how do they work?
We outline a circle in chalk to contain our magic. Then we sling spells until one of us is dead. Meepo called me out, so I have the first move. I cast Power Word Annoy!
Go ahead.
Hang on, I'm trying to remember the word.
Oh, it makes me cringe every time they cast this spell.
I've got it! Meepo, prepare to be annoyed.
Bring it on!
Moist!
What?
Moist! Moist! Moist!
That, didn't do anything.
You don't find the word so annoying that you want to die?
No. And you've wasted your first spell.
Drat!
I cast Summon Sea Creatures.
Salmon, trout, and bass fell from the sky, and all immediately died from lack of water.
Ha ha! Your move!
The damage you did from the salmon slap, I shall recover!
Whitty ate the salmon and seemed to be fortified from it.
Now for my spell. I cast Point and Laugh At!
Did you mean to cast Vicious Mockery?
No, I wanted to make you feel embarrassed, to knock you off guard.
Well, it didn't work. As for my spell, I cast Bigby's Large Embiggening. I'm so large. Aren't you scared?
Your head is dragging on the ceiling.
That's not important.
You're too big to cast spells now.
So I am. But it doesn't matter, because you're so afraid of me.
I'll cut off you from magic further! Anti-magic seal!
No, you mean a seal? An animal?
Oh no! You were supposed to bite Meepo, not me! My magic is gone!
And I'm too big to cast spells!
I guess it's a draw?
What do we do now?
I guess we get rid of the chalk outline.
And now I can smash her head in.
No! Tell my children. I'll see them. In hell.
Good job, Whitty.
I didn't do anything.
No. You demoralized her, and that helped me smash her head in. Now, for the loot.
But, in fact, Whitty did not succeed in even demoralizing their opponent. Battle mages, especially you enchanters, take note. Rather than annoying, demoralizing, or irritating your opponents, try doing them bodily injury instead. That is, after all, the purpose of a duel. We shall revisit Huiti's exploits and Meepo's fall from grace. For both are truly shitty wizards. Now, when you think shitty wizards, odds are you think of people who are bad at spells. But what about those wizards who are good at spells, but bad at life? My magic brings you to a graduate school social hour in the yawning portal, a crowded pub. Abu Dazim, author of the Discourses on Elemental Conjuration, is running the social hour, and behind the bar we see Ingloria the Bard, wearing a puffy green jacket and holding a lute. Abu Dazim is sitting with Aleph, a snooty graduate student.
Thank you, students, for your hard work throughout the years. Cheers.
Professor Abu Dazim, we have no alcohol for your toast, so technically your statements are void.
Oh, good point, Aleph. No toast is complete without beer. I'll order a round for the whole department. On me.
Magnificent. I'll come with you to help carry the tankards.
Excuse me. 7 beers, please.
What kind of beers?
An excellent question. How about a menu?
I'll go get one. But first, I simply must write a song about your beautiful eyes.
What?
Your magnificent orbs sparkle unto me, like tepid pond water. Verily, should you return my affections at last, I'll be able to get in your pants.
Tepid pond water? You couldn't think of a better compliment?
It's an excellent compliment. And now, for your companion, Miss...
Huh?
A poem for you. Your beauteous hair is beyond compare. Like a bear trap, it doth ensnare. A wild beast like myself, this gorgeous half-elf wants to get... in your pants!
Thanks, but no thanks. My hair is like a bear trap? That wasn't a very good poem.
Bah! Ingrates! Fine. I'll go get a menu. I couldn't find a menu.
Can you tell us a few favorites?
I can't remember because I'm incredibly drunk. As drunk as I've ever been. Would either of you like another poem?
Do we have a choice?
Two of you, the pair, are beyond compare. Like glorious bumps on a rotting ripe pear. Let's all of us start a whirling romance. But first, let's all get in each other's pants.
Gross! I'm a student, he's the department head.
Yes, that was inappropriate.
Well, how was I supposed to know that?
We announced it, right over there.
Oh, right. I'm incredibly drunk.
Look, I see the tap right next to you. Presumably there is beer on the other end of it. Just give us 7 of those.
Oh, that one's disconnected.
What about the next one?
They're all disconnected.
So there's no beer at this bar?
We only have liqueur.
Fine then, 7 shots for us, please, whatever kind.
I'll do special ones for you two, you beautiful creatures.
We're not interested.
Oh, you're not interested in the shots? Never mind then.
No, we want the shots. We don't want to have sex with you.
Oh, you wound me.
Sorry, not sorry.
My ego is so bruised. Oh, ooh, ow!
And Ingloria fell over.
Quit being so dramatic. Is he unconscious?
I don't like him, but I don't want him to be hurt.
Let me check. Yes, he's out cold.
Can someone go get a cleric or a doctor?
While you look for someone, I'm going to go behind the bar and get us drinks.
Good idea.
I'll still pay for them.
Good idea.
I can't get past. There's a barrier of some kind.
Did they use a spectral wall to keep people out?
Ah, an easy enough task to dispel it. It'll only take a few hours.
A few hours?
3.5 hours later, the wall dissipated. Ingloria was taken off to the hospital. After all that time, of the 7 graduate students, only Aleph remained.
I've dispelled the barrier.
This better be some good booze.
Finally. Okay, now we can have a proper toast.
Excellent! Hear, hear!
How did I drop both of them?
Ugh, how about the wine glasses?
You want to drink a shot out of a wine glass?
Why not? We've had a day.
Oh, hang on.
Abu Dazim poured water into the wine glasses and cast the spell Water to Wine.
Red Dragon Crush! Only the finest! Students! Student. I propose a toast.
And Ingloria returned.
You do? Have you reconsidered my proposal? My proposal to get in both of your pants? Either simultaneously or separately.
No! Go away!
My heart!
I propose a toast.
No, no toasts. No more words.
And Ingloria cast the silence spell. Abu Dazim and Aleph were quieted for the next 8 hours, and no toast came to pass. While Ingloria was clearly not the best bartender, it is notable that Abu Dazim did not think to cast Water to Wine for a good 4 hours. He didn't need to dispel the magic wall at all. Good at spells, but very bad at life. A waste of perfectly good magic. Abu Dazim's absent-mindedness is on full display, but his social ineptitude has yet to be explored. We'll uncover that in another episode of Shitty Wizards. Do you remember Dolphrat, Wimbo's talking black cat? Earlier, Dolphrat was unable to feed Wimbo because, as Dolphrat said, the deli was closed. This was a simplification of a complex interaction. In fact, Meepo, the evil alchemist we met earlier, owned and operated the deli establishment, the Dwergar Deli. This exchange pushed Meepo over to the darkness. The deli was empty that day, with a thick coat of dust everywhere.
Hi, one sandwich, please.
We have all kinds of sandwiches. All kinds. What would you like?
I like don't care. Anything is fine.
But I want you to care. And I want you to order with more zest and gusto.
I'll take the magical meatball.
More zest! More gusto!
I seriously need to feed my master, all right? I'll take the magic meatball.
Is that all you've got?
Rah, rah, magic meatball. Hoo-ha, magic meatball.
Almost. That's almost enough gusto.
I'll kill you if you don't give me a magic meatball.
Whoa, not the sort of enthusiasm I was after.
Can I buy it or not?
Okay. Okay, but please, no more personal threats. Oh, I forgot to mention, our meatballs have gluten in them. Is that okay?
Sure, that's not a problem.
We put cheese on them too, so there's dairy.
That's fine.
And soy. Lots and lots of soy.
My patron doesn't have any allergies or food sensitivities at all. You don't need to keep warning me about different things.
All right. One meatball sandwich with maggots coming right up.
Wait, what?
Our sandwiches come with complimentary and mandatory maggots.
That's obviously not okay.
We mostly cater to kobolds here. They're a more enthusiastic bunch. And they love maggots.
Well, my patron wizard is a half-elf. Do you have anything she'd like?
We have Limbus wafers. They're only slightly maggoty. Or you can just order the maggots by themselves.
Do you have anything that has nothing to do with maggots?
Ooh, that's a hard one. Let me go find the menu.
15 minutes later.
Oh my god, it took you long enough.
We don't have a menu.
What? Then what were you doing for 15 minutes?
Feeding my maggot farm.
I'm at a loss. I don't know how to proceed here.
Me neither.
Look. What if I ordered a magic meatball but hold the maggots?
Hold the maggots?
Yes, not in your hands, but just off to the side. Then you can give more maggots to the next customer.
I can give them more maggots.
Yes, totally. And then you'll have two happy customers, me and also the next person who loves maggots.
Okay. Order a maggotless magic meatball with gusto, of course, and I'll make you a dish you won't forget.
This again?
It's a tradition here.
Fine. 2, 4, 6, 8, what do we appreciate? No maggots, no maggots, no maggots.
Since there's only one non-maggoty dish here, I think I know what you mean. I'll whip it up. But that spell didn't work. Let me try again. Oh, my goodness. I can't even manage a simple prestidigitating spell.
What are you doing back there?
I use spells to chop the lettuce, but my magic isn't working.
Meepo had forgotten the simplest spell of all. Truly shameful.
Just use the knife with your hand.
Okay, okay. Ah, my finger!
Oh my god.
I'm bleeding!
You're fine. It's a small cut.
I'm a kobold. We don't have much blood. You know what? Get out.
Huh?
Get out. Out! We're closed! You are the least enthusiastic patron I have ever had the displeasure to serve!
And you're the worst restaurant owner I've ever met, and a pretty shitty wizard. If you can't manage a pissy-dotty-dation...
Shut up and leave!
Fine!
I've had it! These non-kobolds can't appreciate a good maggoty meal. Well, if they can't appreciate my kindness, I'll bring them my wrath. They'll rue the day they ordered off menu.
And thus, the seed of evil was planted. Meepo began by mildly poisoning her patrons who ordered off menu. Then she started robbing babies of their lollipops. Of course, Dolph Rat left without a sandwich for Wimbo, which led to Wimbo's death. All of this could have been avoided if Meepo could have managed the simplest spell of all. Prestidigitation. Ineptitude combined with wizardly arrogance can lead to great evil. Remember that when you are teaching your students. Every well-established wizard wants their own tower. Where else would we do our thaumaturgical research? And the top of the tower is usually a great place to make out with people. But what happens when a shitty wizard decides to build a tower? Disaster. Let's conjure Whitty the Lizard Wizard's tower grand opening. Remember Whitty, who could only cast anti-magic seal? Whitty is on stage in front of a crowd with their companion Tusculus. The well-established wizard Abu Dazim was praising them both.
What a fine day today is for a ribbon-cutting ceremony. This glorious tower behind me is a testament not only to Whitty the Lizard People, but the people of Waterdeep.
Hear, hear!
With all the fabulous treasure Whitty accumulated from remote, dangerous dungeons, they funded this fine establishment that will also serve as a local library for evocation magic.
Good job, buddy. I'll always remember this day.
This isn't just about me. Without Tusculus's incredible barbarian rage, I couldn't have quashed the great villain Meepo, nor could I have raided her lair for gold and magic items.
Without Whitty, exhausting Meepo with a long and involved wizard duel that I couldn't follow, I wouldn't have been able to quash Meepo.
Yes, congratulations are in order all around. Especially when the wizard in question is, well, not exactly the most prestigious individual to ever have a tower. Yes, the limited magical prowess of Whitty truly makes this a unique celebration. If they can do it, literally anyone in the crowd today can have a tower of their very own.
What's he saying about me?
And we can all live the Waterdavian dream, regardless of how utterly incompetent we are at casting spells, creating magic items, and speaking intelligently on the subject of magic.
Abu Dazim, you're hurting my feelings.
Don't talk about my friend that way.
Oh, that's cute, Whitty. Yes, your wizardly arrogance is all part of the show.
Arrogance? I built this tower with my own money.
Yes, and I'm sure it had nothing to do with the Tusculus smashing all of your enemies to pieces. I'm sure your help was instrumental.
Hey, buddy, you're supposed to be talking my friend up, not insulting them.
And this fantastic tower is almost comparable to my own, although mine has more colorful murals, a bigger library, and more professional servants.
Abu Dazim, I feel really hurt. If you keep talking to me this way, I think I might cry in front of all these people.
Whitty. You truly exemplify the Waterdavian dream. You came from nothing, learned nothing, and accomplished nothing. And now you have this tower.
From nothing, I have a fine lizard folk family. Of course, they're all gerbils now.
And now, despite having not really earned it, you have a tower with flying buttresses and a magnificent onion-shaped dome. Well, the dome is almost magnificent.
Abu, shut up! You're making Witty cry!
And now literally everyone in the crowd, particularly those without a shred of aptitude for magic, know that they can have the very same.
You're really pissing me off!
Oh no! Tusculus, don't get angry!
I deserve to be angry!
Oh no! Is your barbarian rage going to be unleashed upon me? Anything but that.
Grrr!
Now you are insulting my friend, a gigantic elephant person with a battle axe.
If only I had some means of defending myself. Oh wait, I'm an accomplished wizard. I could turn you to dust in an instant.
And in Tusculus's rage, they slapped the absolute shit out of Abu Dazim.
What a blow. I can feel my brain swelling from the injury.
Oh, come on. I didn't hit you that hard. Let's dance!
You don't understand. I have so many health problems. I think this is it for me.
After one slap?
Goodbye, Waterdeep. Goodbye, bitter world. I unleash my death curse upon you. Witty!
Oh no! My tower! It's collapsed!
Wow, that was a brief earthquake. It's almost as if you just wanted to destroy your tower and nothing else.
I'm sure that's exactly what he wanted.
I'm sorry, Witty. If I hadn't slapped him, you'd still have a tower.
It's okay, friend. Who needs a tower when I have you?
As touching as this moment of friendship is, let's return to our lesson. It's true that Witty was a lesser wizard compared to Abu Dazim, but because Abu lorded it over Witty, he died. As I said before, Abu Dazim was a talented magical practitioner, but his complete social incompetence was his undoing. And in his own way, he too was a shitty wizard. The largest danger of all, my friends, is when a prospective pupil comes to a shitty wizard for their education. Poor spellcraft is distasteful by itself, but poor teachers tarnish the reputations of wizards everywhere. Now let's look at one of the more egregious examples. We see Witty the Lizard Wizard standing in front of a chalkboard. In Gloria, the bard is the only one sitting in the classroom. In Gloria, of course, is the bartender who tried so hard to get in people's pants.
To understand alchemy, one must first understand mathematics.
I am too beautiful for mathematics.
Two things. You're a 7 at best. You need to learn math. Secondly, do you want to learn to make potions by yourself or not?
Oh, I'm just so gorgeously brilliant. I'll pass right through the math part and get to the part where I make love potions immediately.
Love potions are incredibly unethical.
It's equally unethical to deprive the world of my lovemaking.
If you're so beautiful, why do you need a love potion?
Well, I will.
Got you, didn't I?
It's true. My hotornot.com profile got a 7.2 on the wizard internet.
Oh, boy.
I thought I was at least a 9.
I know you're sad, and I should be comforting you, but you are not a 9.
But look at my flowing locks, my piercing green eyes, and my manhood is not tiny.
Well, 7.2 is less than 9. That's mathematics.
I know. At this rate, I'll never get into anybody else's pants. Oh, they look so nice. I think they'd be really flattering on me.
Ingloria, have you ever actually had sex before?
Of course. I've worn other people's pants.
Is that how you think sex works?
Obviously, I know that sex just involves putting on other people's pants. That's why I keep asking people to get in their pants.
You know what? If that's what you think sex is, who am I to tell you you're wrong?
If only I had something going for me other than my slightly above average looks.
Try learning math. People dig a clever person.
Really?
You'll be wearing other people's pants in no time.
Then I shall dedicate my life to the study of mathematics and alchemy.
Yay!
To get laid.
Less of a yay.
But since Ingloria was comically bad at everything except singing, he never brewed even one potion. Also, as the alchemists and mathematicians in the audience can attest, being good at alchemy and math never got anyone laid. Whitty's tutoring was fruitless. Just another way they were shitty wizards. Since Wimbo the Bimbo Wizard and Professor Abu Dazim both died earlier in this lecture, you might think that their stories are over, but it's possible to be a shitty wizard even after death. Let's take a look at them in the afterlife, together in hell.
Like, ah!
I do say, ah!
Owie!
Help fucking hurts!
Ouch!
We are doomed. Doomed to forever be consumed by these flames.
Oh my god! Why have you forsaken me?
I know why God has forsaken me.
Like, why?
It's because of my arrogance. Pride cometh before the fall. By the way, ah!
Yes, yes, ow!
This is horrible!
I agree, but, like, at least you didn't sell your soul for a sandwich.
That's really why you're here?
Yeah, I wanted to show somebody up.
That's embarrassing.
I wanted to show off to you, too. It's really hard to admit because you were my teacher, but I totally had a crush on you.
Well, that's flattering. Thank you.
Do you want to hook up?
Well, now that's inappropriate. Also, that devil over there has my dick on a trident, which, by the way, is agonizing!
Yeah, but I mean, haven't you heard of pegging?
You want to peg me in hell? Why?
Don't you want a distraction?
You know, I've never been pegged, and I admit I am a little bit curious. It might take my mind off the flames and all my vital organs being ripped to shreds, which, by the way, But I don't know what you're going to use to peg me. We need lube, a dildo, and a harness.
You know an awful lot about pegging for somebody who's never done it before.
And thus began Wimbo and Abu Dazim's epic hell quest for pegging supplies. A long tale in and of itself. They slayed many a devil, brought down a demon lord, and ended up at the pleasure palaces of Hugo Histolibit.
Oh my gosh! You killed Hugo Histolibit! We have the run of the pleasure palace now. We have, like, everything we need.
Wimbo removed an extremely spiky dildo that was attached to a trident.
I guess it's time.
Come over here, lover.
Wimbo tenderly inserted the tip of the devil dick into Abu Dazim's virgin booty hole.
Oh, easy.
That's right. You're easy. I knew you wanted this, you dirty, dirty man.
Wimbo artfully thrust forward.
Oh, sorry. Does it hurt?
A little bit, but it's kind of a nice pain. Also, I'm still on fucking fire.
Yeah, but we've both gotten used to that at this point.
Wimbo, of all the women who have pegged me, you are the best and greatest.
This is your first time being pegged.
Correct.
A backhanded compliment. Take this! Oh my god! Did that just happen? I did it!
Oh, I feel dirty. You're a former student.
We're in hell, and our quest took a really long time. It must have been centuries ago at this point that I was your student.
I guess you're right. I should have said this earlier, but I'm not looking to get tied down.
Oh, totally. Don't worry, we're just hellmates with benefits.
And what benefits?
Esteemed colleagues, you may wonder why I conjured the audio of wizards pegging each other in hell. What, you might think, does this have to do with shitty wizardry? The answer is nothing. Absolutely nothing. The preceding tale taught none of us anything about the art of wizardry. I just wanted to raise awareness of this great way to have an orgasm. There are vendors outside in the hall after the show selling lube, dildos, harnesses. Everybody enjoy. Have a good time. Pegging aside, you may recall Huiti the Lizard Wizard's only successful spell so far. Namely, they summoned a seal with an anti-magic bite. An anti-magic seal. But merely summoning the beast is not enough. It must be trained. We see the snooty graduate student, Aleph, training Huiti the seal.
Now, seals are food motivated, Calm it down some, then hand her some salmon.
Arf, arf, arf. I didn't bring any salmon.
I told you specifically to bring food for your seal. Otherwise, we won't get anywhere. Are you some kind of shitty wizard or something?
Hey now, no need to bring my wizardry into this.
Arf, arf.
Jeez, she's running everywhere.
Bad seal.
She knocked over my favorite bookshelf.
Bad seal.
Huiti, this is a disaster. How do you expect to train your seal without anything to motivate it?
I can just run to the grocery real quick and buy some salmon.
That will take up most of the time you paid me for. Can't you just...
Arp, arp.
Can't you...
Arp, arp, arp. Arp, arp.
Shh, Miss Seal.
You should use her proper name when training her.
I haven't named her yet.
What? You haven't named your seal? No wonder you're not making any progress. You haven't even bonded with her enough to give her a name.
It's such an important decision, naming my pet seal. I don't want to...
Arf, arf! Arf, 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 arf.
What could arf, I possibly arf, name arf, her? Arf,
arf, arf, arf. Kathy! As in, Chatty Kathy.
Oh, that's rude.
Well, she seems to like it, don't you, Kathy?
I guess we can't change it now. Kathy it is.
Arf, arf.
Oh, look. She likes it so much, she's coming in for a love bite.
A love bite?
Sure, just a little nip.
I'm in grad school for wizardry. If the seal bites me, all my magic will be gone. I'll be in school for no reason.
Oh, well, grad school is usually pretty useless.
I took out all those wizard loans. The interest is even worse than student loans. Get that seal away from me.
Arf, arf, arf!
No, Kathy, no! Don't chase her!
She's so quick!
No! Don't knock over that alchemical equipment!
Gah, get her away! That stuff is flammable!
Don't worry! I'll cast Create Water! Abracadoom!
No, no, no! That's oil-based! Fire! It's an oil-based fire, and you just fed it! Don't let the fire get to the barrel of black powder!
What a disaster!
Arf, arf!
You're not helping, Kathy!
Arf!
Kathy, do something!
And in a fit of uncharacteristic cooperativeness, the anti-magic seal named Kathy jumped directly onto the fire, snuffing it out. She burned herself horribly in the process.
Kathy! No!
Kathy just sacrificed herself to save us!
Kathy! Don't die!
Witty, you trained me excellently.
She can talk?
She can talk?
She... can't talk.
And thus, the world's only talking anti-magic seal perished. Partially as a result of her own foolishness. Wizards, beware. If you do not gain control of your anti-magic seals in a timely fashion, they will definitely die in a fire. But even if they don't, neglecting your anti-magic seal would make you, too, a shitty wizard. After Ingloria's training as an alchemist, he began his journey as a wizard for hire. At this point, I don't have to further reiterate how horrendously shitty he was as an alchemist and as a wizard. But I'm going to anyway. He was horrendously shitty. It's the opening day of Ingloria's alchemy shop. which he called Perpetual Potioneering. His first client, Captain Tusculus, enters the store. Tusculus, of course, being the humanoid elephant that accompanied Hawiti on their prior adventures.
Welcome, you handsome devil, you.
Oh, thanks for the compliment. I'm looking to buy healing potions.
Of course, of course. I have many healing potions available. But first, I have a question. Are you wearing cologne right now?
No.
Oh, but you have such a wonderful musk about you.
That's just my natural odor.
It's transporting me to a jungle expedition. Bushwhacking through Cholt, I see a tiger, and I shoot it.
thanks?
We simply must bottle your scent. It would sell like hotcakes. We'll call it Jungle Mist.
This is all, vaguely racist. Just because I'm an elephant person doesn't mean I live in the jungle. I'm a city person.
And the tiger leaps to attack. I draw my rapier. On guard.
Can we get out of the jungle and back into the shop? I want some healing potions.
And I impale the tiger. It roars one last time. And my bicep gleams with sweat under the jungle canopy. And I roar too.
Are you done?
Not quite yet. I want to bottle your scent. As an alchemist, I can do that, you know.
No, thank you.
You don't want to make gobs and gads of money?
Ha! I'm already rich.
And handsome to boot.
You've made yourself clear. I know you think I'm pretty. Will you sell me a healing potion or not?
Yes, you wanted a healing potion, but I have another question.
What?
Are you perhaps seeing anyone right now?
Not that it's any of your business, but I am seeing a couple of people casually.
Do you have room for one more person?
I'm not attracted to you.
Why not?
You're fetishizing me. Just because I'm an elephant person doesn't mean I live in the jungle. What? You think that my elephant features define me? Plus, it's a common misconception that elephants live in the jungle. Most of us live in the savannas.
I didn't say that. I just said that your smell reminds me of the jungle.
Dude, you are making it weird.
Oh, no. Don't unleash your elephantine rage.
My elephantine what?
I would hate for you to smash those beautiful tusks right up against me while you roar me into submission.
Oh, just you shut up!
Yes, do it. Unleash your rage upon me. I can take it.
Ugh, gross. All right, I'm leaving. There's got to be another alchemist in town. One that won't immediately sexualize me.
Wait! You're my first customer.
You're doing a bang-up job.
I'm sorry. I got carried away by your...
I don't want to hear it. Sell me a potion at a discount.
I'm sorry. Here.
I'm not sure I trust your product.
Sir. We have only the finest potions here.
I don't want to be fighting an orc. Reach for one of your potions and find out that it doesn't work.
It will work excellently, I assure you.
Punch me, but don't make it weird.
What?
That's the only way to make sure the potions work. I have to get hurt, then see if the potion heals me. So, punch me.
Ah, I see the problem. I wanted you to be dominant, but you're actually submissive. You're what they call a muscle baby.
You're making it weird. Again. Like I knew you would.
Worry not, you bad, terrible elephant. You've been a bad boy.
That does nothing for me.
You brat, take this.
That wasn't enough to really hurt me. Punch me properly this time.
Oh, I am loving this bratty energy. Hyaw!
Ow.
Yes, you love the pain.
All right, let's see if this works. Ooh, this tastes like strawberry wine, but I don't feel better.
But your spirits must have been raised by that magnificent flavor. Isn't that all a healing potion does?
I've seen healing potions mend broken bones before, so no, it's not just a nicely flavored beverage.
Oh, I guess I have a lot of work to do then.
But no matter how hard Ingloria worked, none of his potions ever healed a single person. He was completely incapable of understanding alchemy, no matter how hard he tried. And though you might be tempted to pity this person, remember that this shitty wizard lowered the stature of alchemists everywhere. Although Ingloria's constant flirting is creepy, don't be that guy, my dudes. And with that, esteemed colleagues, our time draws to a close. I thank you immensely for attending my presentation, and while I have shown you many a shitty wizard, my hope is that this time next year, I will have nothing to report. Learning from these mistakes, we can each avoid shittiness for ourselves, our clients, and our profession. As I look out at all you wizards heedful of my advice, I am hopeful. And we all know what you call a hopeful wizard. An optimistic.